Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We are continuing on in a message I began Monday on living the life of the Spirit. What does that mean? And as I mentioned, as I began this message, I felt such a burden from the Holy Spirit that He so desires to have an increased relationship. You know, if you're saved, you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, but He wants to make it much more real and intimate and really exciting. We can verbally, rationally say, well, yes, yes, I know, the Holy Spirit dwells within me, I'm saved. But how often do we connect with Him? When prayer, I know we're praying to, Jesus told us to pray to the Father, but that ongoing relationship as we go throughout our day with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, all He does is reveal what Jesus said. That's His whole focus, turning you to Jesus. And He does such a wonderful job of it. He is, you know, He doesn't fail in His task. He is going to accomplish the work. Just as Jesus said, I haven't lost one, Father. I finished the work You've given me to do. What? Do you think the Holy Spirit is going to, Holy Spirit, you forgot a few of them over there. Well, there's some there in the southern part of the U.S. and somebody over in the Ukraine. No, He is able to do simultaneously. Doesn't it just stag your mind, boggle your mind about how His ability, because He is God, He can relate in such a individual, personal way to each one of us at the same time. It is just overwhelming, but that's God, and you just have to love Him with all your heart. He is so wonderful. His mercy endures forever. His loving kindness is His faithfulness is just overwhelming. And I just pray you'll be so caught up falling in love with Jesus again and again. You know, it's possible we go through this life. It's possible to lose the flame of our first love. You know, He said that to, you know, in Revelation, He was rebuking the churches, their various conditions, and He said, you've lost your first love. And so we have to be very careful. It's possible with the trials, with the temptations, with the ongoing sameness of everyday life, or sometimes the crises that comes, and that the tribulation and very difficult seasons in our lives, that some of the UCM partners are going through some very difficult times right now. I've gone through very difficult seasons in my life myself, beloved. I thought they would never end. They went from one difficult season to another difficult season of another variety. So, beloved, yet in all the seasons of our life, God is with us, and He wants to talk to you. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. And so what we want to do, if this is what really God really wants, because go back to the beginning, Adam and Eve, God, in the cool of the day, I guess they had an appointment every evening, He'd come down and He'd walk and talk with them. Wouldn't it be interesting to be an eavesdropper and listen to what their conversations were like? However, that's what He wants with us. And so if that's His desire, after sin, what happened? Adam and Eve, they couldn't hear the voice of the Lord anymore. They couldn't see Him. They were banished from paradise. And so let's go to, and I'm speaking in very general terms, of course. Let's go now. Of course, God did speak all the way through the Old Testament to the patriarchs of old. However, through the Old Testament, when he brought his people together, when Israel, the children of Jacob, the 12 tribes, when Israel became a nation, what did God choose to do? He chose individuals with whom he could communicate personally, and then when he did that, he would speak to the rest of the people of God, and basically those words recorded for the rest of the human race, as we find them committed to Scripture. He would speak through them. And all through the ages, God has raised up these people called patriarchs or prophets to be his spokesman to mankind, to his people Israel. You know, you read the various prophets, and they're speaking to other nations as well. Hebrews 1:1-2 states, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. God himself, Jesus, the living word of God, who spoke the worlds into existence, he was manifest in the flesh. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, John said. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, and without controversy, you just can't debate it, beloved, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, that was Jesus, justified in the Spirit, seen of the angels, preached unto the nations, believed on in the world. That was the work of the disciples. They were beginning, that was when the church was birthed, and then he was received up into glory, and he's coming again, beloved. What did the angel say to the disciples? They were looking up as he ascended, and he's, what are you looking at? These two angels said, what, you know, the same Christ you saw is going to come back the same way. So Jesus was the very embodiment. He was heaven thoughts incarnate, heaven's words, principles, plans, strategies, pattern of living. It was made visually and verbally manifest on earth. And so, though the Old Testament prophets had prophesied in part, and it was absolute truth, that which is in the Word of God is inerrant, it's absolute, they were often speaking words they themselves did not fully comprehend. Look at poor Daniel. What was he told? There, those truths are shut up to the last, to the end days, to the last time. And so those they didn't understand them, they didn't fully comprehend them, but Jesus was more than a prophet. He fully understood, he fully expressed his heavenly Father, speaking the whole counsel of God. He was the brightest, brilliant display of God's glory and the greatest expression, the only expression of God's personality ever to occur amidst mankind in all of eternity, except for, of course, in the beginning when Adam and Eve were with the Lord. So what did Jesus do? It is so exciting. He rent the veil in two that kept us from hearing and seeing God, if you will. We can see in the Spirit. Open our eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He's removed our dullness of hearing. He made the way for God to come and dwell personally within each individual. That's what it means to be born again, to get saved. When a person is born again by the blood of Jesus and filled with the Holy Spirit, that person's individual body actually becomes a temple of God. He dwells in a temple not made with hands, beloved. We are a dwelling place for the Most High. If you don't know Scripture, let me give you the passage, 1 Corinthians 6:19, which states specifically, Paul is reacting, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, who is in you, in your body, whom ye have of God? That's where he came from God. And you are not your own. You've been bought with a price, beloved. We are individually built together as a spiritual house where the fullness of God can dwell, according to Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 19 through 22. Let me share that with you. Now, know therefore, ye are no more strangers and sojourners, Think about that. Yes, in a sense, we are pilgrims on our pilgrim way to heaven. But that's not the real paramount thing. Yes, we're passing through, but we are fellow citizens with the saints. We're one family. He doesn't have two families. And we are of the household of God. Verse 20 says, and are built up upon the same foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also, that's you, brother and sister of your Savior, you also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So what is that marvelous passage saying, that tremendous revelation that Paul received? Not only is our body a temple of the Holy Ghost, but God, sometimes I know you feel very lonely out there, fragmented. Well, spiritually you are connected, but there is a place God has specifically for you. And we are being brought together into one family, into one body. We're one family with those that have gone before. And after Jesus ascended back to heaven, we were no longer, of course, able to see the fullness of God in the flesh. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily in Jesus. So what did Jesus do? He sent us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wrote the guidelines and standards by which God can be fully known and understood. Well, my time has flown away, and we're going to pick right up tomorrow at the same point. And I pray that you're able to listen to the broadcast. We're building on a foundation that it's vitally important for you to know, because in the times in which we're living, these perilous times, we have to know our God. We have to know him as we've never known it before. Not like in days past, not like even you know him right now. I'm not satisfied the way I know him right now. I want to know him more and more intently and be led of him more perfectly and live the life in the Spirit. That's my desire. That's what we're talking about, living the life in the Spirit. Join me tomorrow at the same time. And if you have needs, perhaps you're not certain where you really do belong, you're not sure God's will or his vision for your life, let's agree together. The announcer will give our contact information. If it's convenient for you to email, please do that. I'll confirm receipt. I will pray for you. But if you'd like a personal answer, share your mailing address. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.